Blog Talk Radio. October 15, 2019, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. You are listening to a live presentation of the Ant Canary Experience. I'm your host, Ant Canary, Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for joining me tonight. Be here until 8:30-ish, I think. See how long this goes. Tonight we're going to be talking about, yesterday was a federal holiday for some. And, you know, some people celebrated it, some people didn't. It is a holiday that is getting renamed states all across the country. It's really a non-happening holiday because what are you celebrating? It's garbage. But we're going to talk about the guy behind this so-called holiday. Matter of fact, this is the third year that I've done the show. So there are people that don't have a problem with Christopher Columbus. And if you are one of them, that's cool. But there are people that have a problem with him because we know the facts about him. And, you know, I went through the school system like everybody else in this country. I was told certain things. And then when you get older and you start checking this stuff out, it's like, man, this is not what they told us. Kind of like that episode of Good Times when Michael got more information from a black history book than he got from school. It's kind of like that. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. But two things I want to talk about first off. First thing, next week's show, they're going to do a two-hour show. So we'll be on from 7 to 9 because on the 20th, this goes back, this is history too, this goes back on October 20th of 2015, I did my first show on the Initiative Radio Network. That was 4 years ago. So next week on the 22nd, next Tuesday, we're going to have a fourth year celebration of the show. And instead of talking about important stuff and, you know, stuff like that, which we need a break from every now and again, I'm going to do a two-hour mix of old school hip-hop and funk music. I like doing shows like that because, you know, it's a little different thing. Instead of just talking all the time. And plus, doing something like this for 4 years is hard work. You can talk to anybody that does podcasts like this or, you know, some kind of show where they're introducing information. This is a hard, and not getting, and we don't get paid for this. So this is a hard, I still consider it a job. This is a hard job because I'm talking from me personally, I have to come up with interesting topics every week to talk about. And with the way that this world is going, I have topics. I've got all kinds of stuff I can talk about. So it's not very hard to come up with things. And the show, basically, is the show is about, I guess you could say it's black history. But I do mix it up with current events and, you know, different things. So this is a hard job to do, to have different topics to talk about every week. So I've been doing it for 4 years. I've taken, a couple of breaks, but the show has been continuous pretty much for 4 years. So next week we're going to do a celebration. I'm going to throw that together this week. I'm still trying to figure out what to put on because I think the last show I did with music, the smooth jazz show, that's still getting a bunch of hits. People still listen to that. So I must have seasoned that one up real good because people still listen to that. and I appreciate it. So hopefully this will do the same thing. So I'm going to put it together and present it next Tuesday so you don't have to call in anything, just 2 hours. So it's going to go to 9 o'clock. So you can listen to that. And another thing before we get to the show, you probably heard about what happened in Texas again. This time another innocent black person was shot by police in her own house again. And matter of fact, I was looking at the news before I came on. The latest update is this officer was fired and kicked off the force. He was arrested. He posted bond and he got a lawyer. And they showed the video from his camera. His camera that officers have on their shirts, where he went to the door, didn't announce himself, and shot her through the window with her 8-year-old nephew in the house with her. Again, all of this could have been avoided if he had just knocked on the door and identified himself. Why do I have to keep saying this over and over and over again? If you are a cop and you're too much of a pussy to be a cop, then don't be a cop. Go find another job. It's real easy. If you're too scared to be a cop, don't be one. Christmas is coming. Another pagan holiday, I might add. But it's coming. So if you want to want something else to do, go get it. Work for Amazon, UPS, FedEx. Some kind of job where you're not required to carry a weapon to kill people to mind their own business. It's crazy. And they got it on tape. They got the whole thing on video. So there's no excuse. But this client will probably get off 10 years in prison, get out in 5 on good behavior, blah, blah, blah. And maybe, hopefully this time, we'll have a judge that won't hug this clown after he gets sentenced, if he gets sentenced. We won't have anybody playing in his hair, if he has any hair. We'll find out. But, I mean, this is just, you know, and now, and the report I saw on TV is saying now that she was in the house, minding her own business, playing video games with her nephew. She heard noises outside and grabbed a gun. Now, I guarantee you, they're going to say something about that gun. Because every time something like this happens, it's always the black people that get vilified and not the cops. So I'm sure somebody's going to come up with a story just saying that she probably shouldn't have had a gun. She aimed a gun at the cop and he fired, and that's why he fired, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to hear it because it always comes out. Because you always have to make the black folks, they have to mess up their reputation or say something negative about them because that's how they do. That's what they do. It always happens like that. All the time. And these cops are just getting out of hand. And I've asked the question twice to people, Blue Lives Matters, those crowds, because they've been quiet like they were quiet the last time. You know, it's funny with them. It's like you hear them the loudest whenever a cop gets shot or gets killed by, you know, a Mexican or a black dude or a brown dude. They're all over the place. You can't shut them up. And now, with this, you haven't heard a peep out of any of them. They're real quiet. And then another thing I noticed is that we have a We have a TV station here. Well, it's local. It's in Raleigh. The headline that they put up was white cop shoots and kills black woman, right? Which that's what happened. Well, people get on with the comments, and there's always those same people out there, you know, why do they have to put in the title? Why do they have to put white cop kills black woman? Because that's what happened. White people act like they're so scared to talk about race. That's what happened. Now, if they had been flipped around, then they'd be raising hell. If they had said, you know, black cop kills white woman in her house, they'd be raising hell. But every time it's the other way around, it's, you know, race bait. And so I, you know, did a comment. I'm like, well, okay, well, I guess you don't want to, I guess you're too scared to talk about, you know, race relations and all that kind of stuff in the country, just wanting to fade away and, you know, just disappear because you're offended. But they will not talk about that until it fits something that they are behind. So if it was black cop killing a white woman, yeah, they were pitchforks and tiki torches. You know, another thing is like, you know, stirring the pot. Well, nobody has to stir the pot. These cops were out there killing innocent people in their own home. Now, that's another, you know, that's another thing on the list that you can't do. You can't be at your own house, minding your own business, while black. Because that'll get you killed. That'll get you killed. So, again, I go back to my days when I was a corrections officer. And back to the days when I did security at a pretty good-sized hospital. We were all trained. There's something called, it is something that use of force. That's what I'm trying to think of. Use of force. And there are steps that you take whenever you come up on situations. It's presented like a triangle. The first one is presence. Second one is pretty much, you know, once you get to the situation, what you want to do, you want to find out what's happening. You want to try to defuse the situation. And then if you have to use something, the last thing you use is a weapon. We used to have metal batons and pepper foam, not pepper spray, but pepper foam. And we also used to replace the batons with tasers. So if worse comes to worse, you'd have to use the pepper foam first and then go to the taser. Once you take that taser out or that weapon out, you damn near better use it. But what these cops are doing now is that they're taking the weapon, they're skipping all the other steps, and they're going straight to the gun without even trying to find out what's happening. They're going straight to the piece, and then after everything is over, oh, that's what's going on. But you don't come into a situation with your guns blazing. You have to find out what's happening. All this officer had to do was knock on the door and identify himself. Hey, this officer so-and-so, not. Hey, this officer so-and-so. We got a call needed to do a welfare check, make sure everything's okay. Are you all right? She verified and said, yeah. So, okay, just want to make sure you're good. I had a neighbor call. They, you know, was concerned about, you know, saw your door was open, just concerned, make sure everything was all right with you. Yeah, I'm cool. Everything's fine. Okay, all right. Well, have a good night. Thank you for thanks for cooperation. All right, have a good night. Turn around and left. That would have been it. That's the way I would have handled it. And then if anything would have got out of line, then you go to the next step. But these cops are just jumping the gun, literally and figuratively, and jumping things. Instead of, he went from presence to the gun. Everything in between you skip. That's why I say there needs to be black cops and black neighborhoods, because we know how to relate to each other. A lot of white cops are scared of black people. I don't know why. Considering 400 some years of the shit that we had to go through, we should be scared of y'all. Why are y'all scared of us? Unless y'all think we're going to do the same thing to y'all that y'all did to us. But it's like y'all scared of us. You have no reason to be scared of us. We just living our lives like y'all living our lives. Going to work, going to school, trying to make ends meet, just doing our thing, minding our own business. Trying to eat ice cream in our own apartment. Trying to play video games in our own apartment. But yet and still, we're getting shot for no reason. And then the fans of the police, man, you know, a lot of them, one less nigga we got to worry about. And it shouldn't be like that, but it is. And it's sad that we still got to go through this stuff over and over and over again. And I've done at least 3 or 4 stories on cops over the years. And cops are not angels. They're not saints. They're supposed to be protecting everybody, not just certain people. And they damn sure shouldn't be out there killing folks for no reason. And then trying to make up stories to cover themselves, or they just tell the truth. Hey, I made a mistake. I messed up. We could accept that. That'd be a whole lot better than, there was marijuana in his apartment. So what? It was in his apartment. It wasn't bothering anything. And go back to the Geiger thing. All she had to do was just tip right out the door. My bad. I didn't know. I thought this was my apartment. I'm sorry. Walk right in. You walked in the door. Walk right out the same door you came in. And go to your own place. But this stuff right here, and I'm guessing, they had laws that, you can stand your ground, you can protect your property. Now, what if she, heard sounds outside and she got her gun and, and shot the cop? They'd be raising holy hell. I'm quite sure she might have probably had a vest on. But they'd be raising holy hell if it was the other way around. But since it's the cop that killed, female this instant, I have yet to hear that side say something. They are quiet. Haven't said a word. So I'll keep you updated on that. See how that goes. I hope the judge, whoever this judge is, doesn't start giving out hugs and all that other nonsense. And I hope this family, ain't so fast to forgive, because that seems like that's the black people always doing that. Always forgive. Like I said last time, I'd be pissed. Forget all that nonsense about, forget that. You don't kill my relative for no reason, and I'm supposed to just accept it and forget? No, that's not how I roll. I will be pissed. And don't sit up and don't tell me I'm not supposed to be like that. Yes, I am. Because I don't see, it's not cool to, kill people for no reason. We don't just kill my relative and, and they just expect me to blow it off. No, that's not how we roll. Well, that's not how I roll. I don't know about everybody else, but no, I'd be pissed. So, but I'll keep you updated on that. Hopefully he'll get longer than 10. The last case was in Dallas. This is in Fort Worth. So hopefully he'll get more than 10. but we shall see. So tonight we're going to get to story, what I'm talking about. I'm not going to do any reading because I don't have anything to read. So we might go till 8. We might go to 8:30. We'll probably go to 8. This might just be another educational program where I give you the information and then you make up your mind, how you want to deal with it. But, you know, this holiday, quote unquote, it's like all the other fake holidays that I do shows on. The next fake holiday we got coming up is Thanksgiving, and I say it's fake because once I give you the background on what the real deal on Thanksgiving is, then you'll see what I'm talking about. Because we were fed a lot of crap in school, and I'll talk about that. And then at the end of the year, you have Christmas. That is also a phony holiday. And I know I just made a whole bunch of black people mad, but deal with it. I'm going to give you the truth about Christmas and how that's a phony holiday, too. And most big holidays in this country are phony because they usually got some kind of a money connection. And it's also funny that a lot of these religious holidays, you know, some people want to pretend that they're strictly religious, but then we got Halloween coming up, and I don't consider Halloween's not a major holiday, but they will celebrate Halloween, and Halloween is as pagan as you can get. But, you know, there's money in it. So, you can always tell it's almost the end of the year, because when you go into these big stores, and they've got Halloween stuff, they've got Thanksgiving stuff, and they got Christmas stuff up all at the same time. And they each have their own little section in the store. And you can't. It used to be when I was growing up that you would get through one holiday, you'd get through one holiday before you get to the next one. So you would get to Halloween. You'd see the Halloween decorations, and then the day after Halloween, the Halloween decorations go down, and Thanksgiving decorations go up. So they take the Halloween stuff down. Whatever they didn't sell, they knock off 50%, 75% off, especially the candy, because they won't sell all that candy. But, you know, I'm going to hit them on the first and get all that, you know, get some of that candy for, you know, 75% off. And then the Thanksgiving decorations go up. You know, that's when the turkeys go on sale, that's when the stuffing goes on sale, all that stuff goes on sale. And they even have Thanksgiving cards. I ain't never sent nobody a Thanksgiving card before, but they sell them. So the Thanksgiving stuff goes up. So that goes up until Thanksgiving. Then the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, is when the Christmas stuff usually goes up. That's when, you know, the Christmas songs start to play, blah, 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 you know. And then a lot of the food from Thanksgiving still on sale for Christmas. But then that's when you had the toys go on sale. So you could tell each holiday because they separated. But now they smash all three holidays together because it's all about the money. And yes, Christmas is a phony holiday. Yes, Thanksgiving is a phony holiday. And I will do shows on both holidays and give you the background on both holidays. Actually, I will give you the truth about both holidays. So if you don't know, you will find out the backgrounds on these holidays. And these holidays are not as clean as you think they are, if you don't already know. You may know. You may not know. But I'm going to tell you. And Columbus Day is the same way. And in these, I've got three clips to play. I don't have a lot of clips, and they're not long, because, like I said, this is going to be information show. But Christopher Columbus did not discover America. Christopher Columbus never set foot in the United States of America, as we know it. He was in the area, but he never stepped foot in the United States. He was in Haiti and Cuba and the Caribbean. Now, he was in the area, north of, you know, because you have North America and South America. So he was in the Americas, but he did not discover America. And I know that's, you know, I know that's contradicting what the teacher told us in school. What is that song? 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean, blah, blah, blah. So that's what we were taught. And so you go through school, and that's what you think. You think he's discovered America, da, 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 da. But then you find out that he never set foot here. You find out that he founded the Hispaniola, which is now current-day Haiti and the Dominican Republic. He was all up in that area. He went to Cuba, blah, blah, blah. But he wasn't a nice guy. He was a dick. He was a racist. He was a slave owner. He killed. His people killed. They murdered. They pillaged. They raped. They did all kinds of crummy stuff. We have towns named after Christopher Columbus. We have the D.C., District of Columbia. That's named after him. We have towns named after him. We have cities named after him. We have counties. We've got a Columbus County in North Carolina. Matter of fact, we have a goddess of America. Guess what her name is? Columbia. And if you want to see what she looks like, you can Google it. But if you really want to see what she looks like, just look at find a movie that was made by Columbia Pictures, and the chick that comes on before the movie comes on, that has Columbia Pictures at the bottom, that's who that is. She is the goddess of America, Columbia. You can look it up. Just Google it. I think you can Google it under America's. How did I find it? America's Goddess. I think that's how I found it, and her picture will pop up. So we have towns and cities and counties and all kinds of stuff named after Columbia. I mean, Columbus. But we know the truth about him. We know how he was as a person, but still celebrate. Which is jacked up. It's kind of like the Confederate statues. After the Civil War ended in 1865, you would think that people would start putting statues up immediately after the war to dedicate to the people that fought it and died or whatever. A lot of those statues didn't come up until 50, 60, 70 years later during Jim Crow. And a lot of them weren't put up for dedication. A lot of them were put up for intimidation. And what's amazing to me, and I've done stories about this, but you know, the side that lost the war was able to put up statues, name streets and schools and all kinds of stuff. And then if you say anything about that stuff, then people that follow that stuff, they get their panties twisted and they get all bent out of shape about it. It's like this. If we know the history, if we know the truth about this guy, why are we still celebrating? Why don't we just stop? Because we can't. Because they won't let us. Now, there are some states that changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Now, I'll celebrate that because I live in a part of the of the state that has a lot of Native American living in this part of North Carolina. I've got relatives that are Native American. I've got, you know, that's what I have in my family. Now, a lot of people have Native American blood in their family. So we should be celebrating that because these are people that were already here. So Columbus didn't discover Jack. Kind of hard to discover something that's already been discovered. It's like me walking into somebody's house and saying, okay, this is my house. I discovered this house. I'm taking over. Something like that. You know, that's not going to work. But it's basically the same thing. He came in, he saw, he took. It's like what a lot of Europeans used to do back in the day. That's how this country was founded. They came, they saw, they took. He did the same thing, looking for gold. He saw, he came, he took. And it's what they do. It's how they roll. So he didn't discover America. He never set foot in America. He was in the area. He was in, you know, the hemisphere. But he never came to America. And there were other people that got here before he got here. There was other people here before he got here. Matter of fact, it was Monday. It was yesterday. I get my days mixed up because I'm usually off on Mondays, but I had to work yesterday. So I listened to the news in the morning, and they had this one show, this guy, and I didn't listen to the whole thing because I was like, I ain't listening to this crap. But he was a president of some, I forgot, Italian-American, something, 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 something. And he was all upset because people are starting to turn away from celebrating Christopher Columbus because he didn't do anything, renaming the day and all this kind of stuff, and he was all bent out of shape and crying about it, and, you know, I'm like, I ain't listening to this junk. Because there are people that still want to justify what he did, but when you tell them the truth about, you know, the whole thing, it's like, you know, they don't want to hear it. It's kind of like the only shit-getting we have in the White House right now. All the crooked stuff he's doing, but you try to tell people the truth about it. No, we don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. So it's the same thing with this clown. The stuff that he did, you know, you try to tell people what he did and the stuff's not right, and all of a sudden they want to throw their hands up like, no, we don't want to hear it. I'm still on. Okay. Whoops. I didn't mean to do that. So they don't want to hear it. So these clips are basically informational clips, and I'm going to do the first one. Actually, all these clips are short. They're not very long. So this will be an informational show tonight. It's not going to be too long tonight. So you can listen and make up your own mind. Because I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just here to give you the facts. That's it. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm not here to argue with you about it, but, you know. Because it's history. It's already been done, so I'm not going to argue about it. But what I want you to do is just listen to the facts, and then you make up your own mind. If you want to keep celebrating, knock yourself out. So that's how we'll do that. I keep getting this message on my thing. Something's going on with this thing. Okay, whatever. Okay. Let me play this and I'll be right back.
Many people in the United States and Latin America have grown up celebrating the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's voyage. But was he an intrepid explorer who brought two worlds together? Or a ruthless exploiter who brought colonialism and slavery? And did he even discover America at all? It's time to put Columbus on the stand in History versus Christopher Columbus.
Order, order in the court. Wait, am I even supposed to be at work today? Yes, Your Honor.
From 1792, Columbus Day was celebrated in many parts of the United States on October 12th, the actual anniversary date. But although it was declared an official holiday in 1934, individual states aren't required to observe it. Only 23 states close public services, and more states are moving away from it completely.
What a pity. In the 70s, we even moved it to the second Monday in October so people could get a nice three-day weekend. But I guess you folks just hate celebrations. What are we celebrating again? Come on, Your Honor. We all learned it in school. Christopher Columbus convinced the King of Spain to send him on a mission to find a better trade route to India. Not by going east over land, but sailing west around the globe. Everyone said it was crazy because they still thought the world was flat. But he knew better. And when in 1492 he sailed the ocean blue, he found something better than India. A whole new continent. What rubbish. First of all, educated people knew the world was round since Aristotle. Secondly, Columbus didn't discover anything. There were already people living here for millennia. And he wasn't even the first European to visit. The Norse had settled Newfoundland almost 500 years before.
You don't say. So how come we're not all wearing those cow helmets?
Actually, they didn't really wear those either.
Who cares what some Vikings did way back when? Those settlements didn't last, but Columbus's did. And the news he brought back to Europe spread far and wide, inspiring all the explorers and settlers who came after. Without him, none of us would be here today.
And because of him, millions of Native Americans aren't here today. Do you know what Columbus did in the colonies he founded? He took the very first natives he met prisoner and wrote in his journal about how easily he could conquer and enslave all of them.
Oh, come on. Everyone was fighting each other back then. Didn't the natives even tell Columbus about other tribes raiding and taking captives?
Yes, but tribal warfare was sporadic and limited. It certainly didn't wipe out 90% of the population.
Why is celebrating this Columbus so important to you anyway?
Your Honor, Columbus's voyage was an inspiration to struggling people all across Europe, symbolizing freedom and new beginnings. And his discovery gave our grandparents and great-grandparents the chance to come here and build better lives for their children. Don't we deserve a hero to remind everyone that our country was built on the struggles of immigrants?
And what about the struggles of Native Americans who were nearly wiped out and forced into reservations, and whose descendants still suffer from poverty and discrimination? How can you make a hero out of a man who caused so much suffering?
That's history. You can't judge a guy in the 15th century by modern standards. People back then even thought spreading Christianity and civilization across the world was a moral duty.
Actually, he was pretty bad even by old standards. While governing Hispaniola, he tortured and mutilated natives who didn't bring him enough gold, and sold girls as young as 9 into sexual slavery, and he was brutal even to the other colonists he ruled, to the point that he was removed from power and thrown in jail. When the missionary Bartolomé de las Casas visited the island, he wrote, "From 1494 to 1508, over 3 million people had perished from war, slavery, and the mines." Who in future generations will believe this?
Well, I'm not sure I believe those numbers.
Say, aren't there other ways the holiday is celebrated?
In some Latin American countries, they celebrate the same date under different names, such as Dia de la Raza. In these places, it's more a celebration of the native and mixed cultures that survived through the colonial period. Some places in the U.S. have also renamed the holiday as Native American Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, and changed the celebrations accordingly.
So why not just change the name if it's such a problem?
Because it's tradition. Ordinary people need their heroes and their founding myths. Can't we just keep celebrating the way we've been doing for a century without having to delve into all this serious research? It's not like anyone is actually celebrating genocide.
Traditions change, and the way we choose to keep them alive says a lot about our values.
Well, it looks like giving tired judges a day off isn't one of those values anyway.
Traditions and holidays are important to all cultures, but a hero in one era may become a villain in the next as our historical knowledge expands and our values evolve. And deciding what these traditions should mean today is a major part of putting history on trial.
looking. 1 second. What is this? Maintenance. Oh, man, why are y'all doing maintenance now? I'm trying to do a show. What kind of mess is this? Huh. Well, shoot. Hold on 1 second. They picked now to want to do maintenance in the background. Okay. Well, whatever. I guess as long as the show is going out, I guess I'm all right. Okay. They're doing some kind of maintenance in the background. Well, okay. That's cool. I guess we're still going out. Okay. Let me do the second clip. See what the title is. The title of this next clip is, this is entitled, Christopher Columbus, What Really Happened? This is more information about Columbus.
Children in the United States learn that Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. But since there were already millions of people living on the American continents when he arrived, what is Columbus's real importance in history? This video will show what really happened during his voyages between two worlds and how they helped shape the world we know today. In 1451, Columbus was born in the Republic of Genoa. There he began his sailing career, but in 1477 he was hired as a merchant mariner for King John II of Portugal. Portugal was gaining power on the seas, colonizing Atlantic islands and establishing trade with African kingdoms. By the 1480s, they found out the Indian Ocean was on the other side of Africa. This discovery gave them a fast and cheap trade route to the rich goods of Asia. During Portugal's rise in power, a group of European scholars thought the Earth was smaller than what was previously believed. This meant one could reach Asia by sailing west. Because of the newly invented printing press, Columbus read about these recent theories and was enthralled with the idea of sailing west for riches. He tried to get funding for an expedition from Portugal, but King John didn't believe in the small earth theory. He then tried in France, England, and Spain with no luck until 1492 when the Spanish sovereigns, Ferdinand and Isabella, decided to help fund 3 ships for a voyage. They saw Columbus as a means to compete against Portugal's success. The Niña, Pinta, and Santa Maria set sail on August 3, 1492. After a stop on Gran Canaria, the rest of the trip took 5 weeks. On October 12th, land was spotted. It was an island, and at dawn, Columbus went ashore. Because he believed in the small earth theory, Columbus thought he was near Japan. He called the natives of this island Indians because India was what many Europeans called Asia at the time, but the natives were really called the Taino. Trade began between the two parties, but it was clear that the Taino did not possess the fabled riches of East Asia. However, some of them wore gold as jewelry. Columbus was hungry for gold to bring back to Spain. He wandered around searching for a large amount of gold until the Santa Maria crashed into a reef on Hispaniola. Columbus left 39 men at the site to build a colony. He promised he would return for them and sailed back to Spain. When he arrived in Europe, Columbus was famous. He had sailed into the unknown and returned to tell the tale. He brought back many things to show the Spanish king and queen, including Taínos he had kidnapped. But he did not bring enough gold, so Ferdinand and Isabella equipped Columbus with 17 ships for a second voyage and named him governor of all the lands he discovered. Columbus was an excellent sailor. He found his way back to Hispaniola using his own key navigation skills and kept the coordinates of his route a secret. When the fleet arrived at Hispaniola, they found out that the 39 men who were left there to build a colony had been killed by a local chief. They also found out the same chief had lots of gold on his land. Columbus led a crew into his territory and found a gold quarry. The chief was angered by the arrogance of these invaders, and soon fighting broke out. To intimidate the chief, Columbus captured 3 of his captains and beheaded them in public. This enraged the Taínos and disturbed many of the Spanish. To make things worse, there was soon no gold left to mine. Columbus sent letters back to Spain on a ship and exaggerated the amount of gold that was found. To produce more profit for the king and queen, Columbus suggested starting a slave trade. Without waiting for a response, he seized over 500 natives and sent them to Spain. Most of the remaining natives fought against this injustice, so Columbus unleashed terror on them. Once defeated, they were forced to pay tributes of gold to the Spanish. It was worse than slavery. People who didn't find enough were punished brutally. Forced to constantly look for gold, the Taino could not farm their lands anymore. Many escaped into the hills, only to be hunted down. During the first few years of the tribute system, 50,000 natives died. Columbus's brutal command made him enemies in the colony as well as in Europe. In 1496, he sailed for Spain to defend his actions to Ferdinand and Isabella. He left his brother Bartolomeo in charge of the colony until he returned. The king and queen listened to his defense and allowed him to return to Hispaniola in 1498. By now, the colony was a disaster. Bartolomeo was just as bad at governing as his brother was, if not worse. A rebellion had begun among the Spanish, and soon the king and queen sent a royal investigator to assess the situation. He put the Columbus brothers on trial. They were found guilty of numerous crimes against both the Spanish and the natives. The brothers were arrested and sent back to Spain. Christopher Columbus was no longer in charge of the New World. Now old and humbled, he was allowed one last voyage across the ocean, but he was not permitted to return to Hispaniola. He explored the Caribbean for 2 years before sailing back to Spain, where he died in 1506. We have learned that Columbus was ambitious, intelligent, and courageous, but he was no hero. His exploits in the colony were disasters for the native inhabitants, and their way of life was destroyed by his actions as governor. But his efforts led Europe to dominate the world through colonization and the expansion of kingdoms into empires. If Columbus did not succeed, someone else would have. But since his journey was the first to establish a link between the old world and the new, his name is remembered.
Okay. Hold on one second at the end. Let me show you. Okay. Well, I guess I might get any phone calls at this time. Shoot. Well, anyway. Okay. Well, I've got one more clip. It's a short one. Okay. I've never seen this message before. You got 7 days out of the week. And you had to pick tonight to do this. Okay. Well, the show goes on. All right, so we got one more clip left. It's 6 minutes. And then I'll probably just put a kibosh on the show. But like I said, I'm just presenting information tonight. I'm not trying to change your mind or anything like that. Because, like I said, there are a lot of people that don't celebrate. Probably used to. I think really there are probably a few places here and there, like New York. I think New York celebrates it. And that's because they have a lot of Italian Americans living in New York City. They're scattered about or whatever. So there are people that still celebrate, which is fine. You know, that's cool. It's no big deal to me. Here we don't celebrate it. I wonder how the stores did yesterday on their Columbus Day sales and all that kind of stuff. I read somewhere somebody posted on social media, pretty much, well, I don't care what you say, I'm going to still continue to celebrate Columbus Day. And then somebody came there, how are you going to celebrate it? Go into a store and get lost looking for spices? I mean, how do you celebrate it? So I was taking the day off from work. If you work for the federal government, so how do you celebrate it? I mean, people still go to work. If I'm not mistaken, school still, kids still go to school. So, I mean, what is there to celebrate? Well, I'm going nothing. But he kept letting the lie perpetrate. Now people find it out, which is good. I think it's good. I think it's good that we find out the truth about a lot of this stuff instead of just keep following this stuff just because somebody said we should do it. Kind of like Christmas. People just say it's a tradition, that we should just do it. Like, for what? Find out about it and then make up your own mind. All right, I'm going to do this last clip, and then we'll put a bow on this.
Christopher Columbus is all over America. There are statues in his honor, streets and cities are named after him. He's got his own national holiday, complete with parades. For centuries, Columbus has been celebrated as the brave explorer who discovered the New World.
We celebrate Columbus Day, the anniversary of that day in 1492, when Columbus first sighted the land of the New World, America.
But Columbus never even set foot on North American soil. His four voyages brought him to the modern-day Caribbean islands, Central and South America, but never to the country where more than 50 cities, towns, and counties bear his name. We rarely hear about the other explorers, who actually landed in the U.S. just a couple decades after Columbus. So how did a man who never even set foot in North America end up with a national holiday and a permanent place in American mythology? Columbus and his arrival in the Americas is mostly introduced to kids through books, songs, or cartoons like this one.
I will discover a shortcut to India and bring back some of the great wealth I find there. And I can do it, for I know the world is round.
One of the many problems with cartoons like this one is that it taught a lot of wrong information. Children were told that Columbus defied conventional wisdom and proved the world was round. But at the time, people already knew the Earth was round. Columbus actually claimed the world was smaller than predicted, and he was wrong. Children were also told that Columbus's voyages to the inhabited islands in the Americas were peaceful.
The people Columbus called Indians were very friendly, and they gave Columbus and his men many gifts.
But they don't mention that Columbus and his men were responsible for the mass deaths of native people. A friar who lived on the islands Columbus reached and experienced the brutality of the conquest wrote about it. He wrote, "They forced their way into settlements, slaughtering small children, old men, and pregnant women." These details have been kept out of most textbooks from the beginning, allowing Columbus to become an American icon. The idealized version of Columbus is as old as the United States. It all began during the War of Independence, when the U.S. fought the British. The new nation needed a rebellious, non-British symbol, and they found one in Columbus. Once the U.S. won independence, streets and cities were named after him. Columbus's iconic status was further cemented in 1828, when Washington Irving published a biography glorifying him. He described him as brave, heroic, and a genius, but he neglected to mention his brutal treatment of indigenous people. But Columbus's real big break came in the late 1800s, when the country he'd never visited started experiencing some massive changes. Italian immigrants were arriving in the United States in big numbers, and they faced harsh discrimination. They were treated as perpetual foreigners and restricted to manual labor. Their Catholic beliefs opened the door for even more discrimination, so they embraced Columbus. After all, he was Italian and Catholic and already admired, so he quickly became an icon for Italian immigrants who argued that they too belonged in America. On the 400th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in 1892, Columbus Day was first brought into the school system. Schools held celebrations and students pledged allegiance to the flag for the first time, associating Columbus with patriotism in classrooms across America. A year later, Columbus became the theme of the World Expo in Chicago, branding him America's hero around the world. As Columbus and his legend became further embedded in American culture, so did the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic social club founded by Italian immigrants. By 1937, the Knights of Columbus had gained enough influence to convince President Roosevelt to proclaim Columbus Day a federal holiday. But not everyone wanted to celebrate Columbus. While the myth of Columbus had been developing throughout history, Native Americans in the U.S. had been dealing with destruction and discrimination for centuries at the hands of all the European settlers that followed Columbus. But in the 60s, things started changing in America. As the civil rights movement demanded change, Native rights became a part of the conversation.
We've asked the government for hundreds of years to do things for our people, or with our people. The government has only compromised, only given us token issues to deal with. We're here today as living factors of the problem that are still existing.
Historians started re-examining Columbus and his story, correcting the myth and including the missing historical facts. As revelations about Columbus have become mainstream, some people have rejected the holiday, as well as the man and the legacy behind it. Today, cities around the U.S. are opting out of celebrating Columbus Day. In some cities, they are choosing to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day instead. At the same time, more than half of Americans think celebrating Columbus Day is a good idea, according to a poll commissioned by the Knights of Columbus. Most countries are formed with the help of myths and heroes to forge a sense of unity and belonging. It's human nature. But as the myth of Columbus is confronted with brutal historical facts, the U.S. will have to decide which myths are worth keeping and which ones to discard.
All right. Oh, that's the last clip. Just load that up to 8. And they are doing maintenance on the system, so I am not able to take phone calls. So if anybody's been trying to call, sorry, I couldn't take the call this time. Hopefully next time I do a live show, I'll be able to take phone calls. Because they're doing some kind of maintenance on something, I don't know. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't think I was going to have a show because right before I came on, about 10 minutes before it was time for me to start, it kept kicking me out, doing something funky. I had no idea what it was doing. And I kept messing with it, kept trying, and I finally was able to do the show. So I hate when stuff like this happens, but, you know, it is what it is. It's technology. So, you know, whatever. All right, so I'm going to end this informational show. Like I said, it's informational, just facts, just to let you know, what the deal is. You can take them or leave them. Not trying to change your mind. I just want to give you the other side of the story, But next week, remember, next week we're going to do the celebration, 2 hours, old school funk. And then the week after that, we will be live. Let me see. I may have what I'm going to talk about. What I try to do is have ideas ahead of time. Let me see what we got. Oh, I've got nothing yet. Okay, so that's cool. We'll have something to talk about on the 29th. But remember, the 22nd is the birthday special. And then after that, we've got the Thanksgiving special in November. And then I've got a few other ideas that I'm going to present to you. So I'll do that. All right, so join me next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, 7 to 9, special show. Be sure you have your whatever you dance to, dancing shoes or whatever you dance. I don't know what you dance over. Just be ready to party. This is, instead of me getting presents, I'm giving you a present for supporting the show for 4 years. I appreciate it. So I'll have that for you next week, 7 to 9. We'll do that. So I will see you next. Well, no, I won't see you next week. All you got to do is listen and party next week, but I will see you the week after next, the 29th. That's the week of Halloween. And I can't sing the Ghetto Boy song. You know what it said? This year Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boy the trick or treat, and I can't say that because this year Halloween fell on a Thursday. Me and Trick, yeah, that don't rhyme. Anyway, all right, I'm out. I will see you in a couple of weeks, but be sure to be back next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Be ready to get your party on, because I'm gonna really put my ankles in the next week's show, so I'm going to have it ready for you. So join me next week. I'll see you next week. No, I'll see you the week after next. I'm sorry. Peace out.